Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Great, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be, ma'am, by any chance, are you Mary Eleni Leonardo?
Yeah.
Oh, great, ma'am. Great. So my first question to you, ma'am, is are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Great, ma'am. All right, even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably? 50-50 chance? Or you will not vote?
Probably.
Probably? All right, ma'am, what would you consider your race to be?
Hispanic.
Great. All right. And moving on, ma'am, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage to?
Dominican Republic.
Great, ma'am. All right, moving on. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Would you say always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English, or something different?
Spanish and English equally.
Oh, okay. All right, and we would like to know as well, ma'am, what year were you born?
1986.
1986, great. And moving... Oh, 86. Okay. Well, I want to rate your feelings, ma'am, towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. Any number between a 0 and 100 would be okay, ma'am. If you don't know the person, you can tell me as well. For example, Tammy Murphy, she's the First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate. From a 0 to 100, how much would you rate her?
Well, I don't know her, but I know she's good, like with daycare and child care. So I'll give her 100.
100, no problem. What about Joe Biden, president of the U.S.?
I'll give him a 5.
A 5, all right. And moving on, Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken, candidate for Congress.
I don't know him.
No problem. What about Rob Menendez, U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress?
I give him a 50.
A 50, okay. And what about Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey?
Give him like an 80. He's been doing all right.
80. What about Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I don't know him.
Okay. And Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City?
Oh, he's horrible.
How much would you give him?
Like a 20.
20. Oh, okay. What about Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I guess, didn't I say him already?
No, we said his son, Rob Menendez. I'm talking about
Bob. Okay, so Bob, I don't know. I'm sorry. I thought it was Mr. Menendez, like, yeah, 50.
50.
His son, I don't know that much.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, which is his son, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh, my God, that corruption stuff with his father.
All right, corruption. All right, I'm just writing this down. Okay, ma'am, and moving on quickly, we would like to know, ma'am, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Well, I don't know enough of what he's doing because... I'm going to say disapprove because I don't see what he's doing.
No problem. Would you say, okay, ma'am, would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Just somewhat disapprove.
No problem, ma'am. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Andy King, Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
Tammy Murphy.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Rob Menendez, Kylie Jay-Z, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you lean towards any of them?
To Menendez.
Okay.
Maybe
all right.
Better than his father.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I haven't heard much.
Not too much or nothing at all, ma'am?
Not too much.
Oh, okay. And how closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
That I'm following?
Uh-huh. That you have, you know.
Not closely at all.
Not closely at all. Okay, ma'am. Well, I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. I'll be quick, ma'am. The first one says, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree. Like, I don't even know what that's doing.
Disagree, no problem. Would you say strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
No, he shouldn't be.
Okay. Would you say you agree or disagree with that then in that case, ma'am?
I disagree. He shouldn't be held responsible.
Did you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. I don't know.
Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. Just because he knew about it don't mean he has to be punished.
Did you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know enough about it.
No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. I'm going to read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I'll be very quick. I just want you to tell me which one comes closest to your view. For example, the first one says, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters are saying of Congressman Rob Menendez that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. So does a statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or does a statement from supporters of him come closer to your own view, ma'am? Would you say the first or the second statement?
Like I said, I don't know enough about him to say either or.
Would you lean more towards the critics or lean more towards the supporters?
Well, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, we could do his supporters.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say somewhat the supporters or much closer to supporters?
Somewhat to the supporters.
I understand. Moving on quickly, ma'am, I'm going to read to you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I'll be very quick. I just want you to tell me which one comes closest to your view. All right, the first one says, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, and that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. While supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong, they say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoings of any kind, Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask the son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Which comes closer to your view, ma'am, the critics or the supporters, the first or the second one? She got tired.